Dufferbet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to Dufferbet, WPL Radio.
Into the box, several men in there. Goalkeeper is it! There he has scored! Goal! Anthony Miley stayed up, edge of the 6-yard area. He got to it first.
City are 3-2 up in the second minute of injury time.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Druids 2-2 and Miley came in like a wrecking ball, and it was a smashing set of games all the way in the Welsh Premier League this week. Three goals in 19 minutes at Bala, Students smashing Rhyl, Newtown bashing Llandudno's goal, but again, nothing to show for it. And TNS triumphant in the unbeaten derby, and the Twitter spat that followed afterwards was a bit tasty too. Welcome to the podcast. In a minute, we'll get the views of our own wrecking ball, Mark Jonah Jones. But first, the joy and pain explained in other words. First, Bangor boss Andy Legg, then Met manager Christian Edwards, Bala's Ryan Wade, and finally Andy Morrison from Nomads have their say.
They've set their standards and I think we fell below them today, but as for character and spirit to go to the end and win the game and not being playing the best, I think they deserve a lot of credit. What the boys did, they dug in and ground a result out when we were playing poorly, so for me that means more.
We spoke all week about the fast start, and that's exactly what we got. I think with three goals inside the first 10 minutes, you could argue it was poor defending, but I'd like to think it was high pressing play from ourselves and with structure as well. And besides that, we've, I think, two or three other chances that could have gone in, and it looks very happy at half time.
When we scored earlier, I thought we were going to go on and just win by 3-4, but once again, we're making silly mistakes. We need to cut that out, and the mistakes are killing us. If we didn't make these mistakes in games, you'd probably be second now, maybe top, but like we said, we speak about it every game, so hopefully we can cut it out.
You know, I think they probably had five chances, scored three. They're very clinical. You know, the first goal doesn't happen if George Horan, Ian Kearney and Mike Pearson are fit. The first goal doesn't, they don't score the first goal. They don't get into the areas, down the channels, down the side of us like they were doing. You know, we're struggling with personnel and that's just the way it is. We have to try and get the best out of the group that we've got at the moment. But I'm asking players to play out of position and they're doing a good job for me and I can't have a go at them when they come up a little bit short in certain areas.
So, Jonah, five things we learnt last week. Druids have the back door open late again, and they seem to be scoring against Bangor, but they don't really seem to be getting goals anywhere else, do they?
Well, Hughie Griffiths bound to be pleased, Mark, with the amount of goals that Druids have scored, I'd have thought. You know, they are getting goals, but he'll be a little bit disappointed at the amount of goals they're letting. As an ex-defender, I'm sure he'll be working overtime on his back four and look to stem the flow of goals conceded, but I still think he'll be positive there. You know, they are getting goals from certain players, and if he could just dry up one end and stop the goals coming in against them, they could edge their way towards safety, the Druids. I think Hughie Griffiths is doing a half-tidy job there. It's just sorting out the back four. They have conceded a lot of goals, like you said, a late goal against Bangor, a couple of late goals against Bala. That's four massive points thrown away, and they could count at the end of the season. But, yeah, to win a league, you usually win the league by letting in the least goals. I know you've got to score. It's the Liverpool thing at the moment. A lot of people are saying how good Liverpool are. Will that cost them, even in the English Premier League, letting in so many goals? I think the key is stop leaking the goals to climb the league.
The thing to say to Hughie is that he's not the first team this season to leak a few goals, and the other ones have recovered, are starting to pick up their zen a bit, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think Cardiff Met, they had a rough start, but they only lost by one goal, I know, in all them games, which is a tremendous thing. They weren't leaking goals and they've just improved absolutely no end. I know we'll go on to them later on, but they're on fire at the moment and they've learned the league quickly. I think with Hughie's experience and with the players he's brought in, like we said earlier on in the season, they definitely could survive and put a lot of pressure on more established clubs who've been in this league for 10 years or so.
Now, the Nomads, the unbeaten run's now gone. Did you expect it to be a 3-0 defeat or did you expect it to be tighter than that?
To be perfectly honest, I think I expected it to be a little bit tighter. I thought the Nomads have done really well, and as you said, letting in goals is key to improving, and they've let in the least goals before that game in the league. John Danby, the goalkeeper, I said it, so you know he must be in great form. I was slightly surprised to see him get beat 3-0. Listen, we know TNS are full-time professionals and are excellent, and they're a great advert for our league at the moment. So Morrison, the Nomads, no, they got a lot of weight to catch up, and I think the battle will be between Nomads and Bangor City for second place. That will be Nomads or Bangor's title will be coming second to TNS.
Third thing we learnt last weekend, and oh, it's a heck of a paradox, isn't it? Jason Oswell, he's up amongst the league's top scorers. Newtown, peppering the goal like I don't know what. They still can't score goals anywhere else, and they're bottom of the league. Why?
At the beginning of the season, I said if Oswell gets 20 league goals, that would be enough, you know, to secure a decent season for the Robins, right? But if he dries up, which he suddenly seems to have dried up a little bit, Chris Hughes will need the likes of Luke Bownford, Neil Mitchell. You know, they scored last season and Newtown did well. You need everybody else to get on board, not only Oswell. One player leaving Newtown this season was the biggest loss of any player to any team, and I still think that's Matty Owen leaving Newtown, because even a youngster on his way up, I know he's gone to Connors Quay now and he's found it tough, but he made Newtown's midfield tick and he created a lot of their chances, and I think they're missing Matty Owen a hell of a lot.
I was looking at Newtown's Twitter feed when the game was playing on Saturday. Chance, chance, chance. They knew they were in trouble when they went big chance later on. I mean, there is something not right about their shooting boots. There's something not right about those goals going in, isn't there?
Well, if you talk to the ex-pros, if you talk, you know, to the likes of the great Ian Rush, and, you know, the great Gary, not so great as Ian Rush, but the excellent Gary Lineker as well, they'll tell you that if you keep creating the chances, the goals will come. In our league, Mark Lloyd-Williams, Rhys Griffiths and the likes, you know, they weren't afraid to miss. And that's the key, I think, to Newtown's attitude, right? Their attitude must be, if we miss, don't be afraid, go again, because the next one will come and we'll hit the back of the net. And if they keep creating chances, you know, they're in a pressure situation at the moment. They're putting pressure on some pundits as well, because some, you know, very decent pundits said there's no way Newtown will go down, right? Now, the sweat is starting to appear a little bit just before Christmas, but I'm sure the Robins will get the goals, and I think they'll. I'm still sure their squad is strong enough to stay up. And if Nicky John asks me again how Newtown are going to stay up, I'm going to say Oswell's going to get another 10, Bounford will get another 5, Mitchell will get another 5, and they'll stay up comfortably.
They've got to break the record, haven't they, to stay there? Look, we're looking at the table now. There they are, 4 points down, aren't they, from Airbus? I know what you're saying. You do look at that squad and you think, well, why not? And you know, the thing is, even if Newtown start winning about 10 games in the trot, okay, we know that could actually take them quite close to Gap if they go on a massive run of form. But look, it's actually more about the sides above them, isn't it? The sides above them are performing and getting the points, and Newtown are not. And that's when you're going to start to worry. If the sides above you were not getting points or the odd point, you don't worry about goal difference. It's a worry of the fact that people are winning games above them.
Well, there you are. There are teams above them. You know, Rill are above them in eighth place. Rill, they got 14 points, 6 points more than the Druids. They suffered a bad defeat there once. I know 10-0, but they're on minus 19 goals. Llandudno are on minus 8 goals ahead, and they're in seventh place. So, you know, they need to, like you said, they need to put the ball in the back of the net now, Newtown, and get on a run, because they're a well-established club in this league, and everybody likes Newtown. I'm not overdoing it by saying that. They got a wonderful history. Their ground is great. They're a good set of players. I just think something will click. If they missed that many chances last week and they keep creating them chances, Rosier times will come back to Newtown.
The fourth thing we learnt last weekend, Bala have rediscovered what it's like to play in the first half.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they got. They did well in the first half. They also did well at the end of the game when it counted. You know, they got the winner, and that's what Colin Caton would have been over the moon with. That was a tough game. It was his 550th game in charge. Congratulations, Col, if you're listening again. You know, I know you listen to this podcast every week with a big smile on your face, and Venables. Is he starting to pay? You know, he's starting to pay off now. He's starting to get goals in big games, and they get going again. I think now Bala, they'll get going. They took their time. You know, that was a pressurised game Saturday. The draw would have been, everybody would have said, "Oh, they've drawn again. They haven't done it." But that was a big 3 points for them. last, like we said, the winner from Venables, and they beat a good Carmarthen side, by the way. Carmarthen are hard to beat, especially at home. But good win for Bala. All of a sudden, you know, they're on the tails. A gap of 13 games gone. They're only 6 points behind the second and the third. 2 weeks ago, we were counting second and third as a two-team contest. Bala and Cardiff met, and with Aberystwyth's current form, may have something to say about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about them later. And the final thing, well, we've learned from last weekend. Well, look, you can't raise your finger at the referee, however angry you are about a decision. Airbus found that out to their cost, didn't they?
Good player, Johnny Spittle. I hope he listens to the podcast. Great-headed goal. He was brave to get the header. You know, he was on the crest of a wave. They were back in the game and looked like going on. They could have gone on and won the game. He's made that. He almost gave the ref no option. Some people were saying it still couldn't, you know, might not have been, but it was the way he went in. He just went in too late. The ball had gone, but he just went in. He almost made the referee give the penalty. He's disappointed. He's a young man. But you have to learn quickly, Mark. The rules are, even for the big boys now in the Premier League, and they've warned you all season, even the likes of Rooney. Rooney must be the biggest culprit of in the referee's face over the last 5 or 6 years. But even he's had to cut it out. And Johnny raised, you know, he's raising his hands and pointing a finger. I did hear on a grapevine, no, Mac, that Johnny was at the end of the game. I think, you know, he's realised his mistakes. And, you know, he's been a bit of a gentleman, I think, and realised he shouldn't have put his finger in a referee's face. And I hope he learns. I hope he learns, because he's a good player and Airbus need him to be playing.
We all make mistakes in life. I hope Johnny's learnt as well. I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he'll go on to do whatever he can for Airbus in the future. Now, before we go on to next weekend's game, a couple of parish notices. Of course, congratulations to TNS boss Craig Harrison, manager of the month. Some comprehensive wins in October absolutely show his talents lie beyond mid-table, non-league, irrelevant football. What do you think of that,
John? Well, we've mentioned it loads of times, you know. What does he have to do? I'm afraid of saying anything else because people will start thinking I'm his agent. But I just think he's done just about everything he has to do. And this could be a catalyst now for TNS to set their stall out. He may just say, no, enough's enough. I'm going to get this side, like Mike Harris, I'm going to get this side in the Champions League qualifying stages of Europe. And he might just say, that is it. I'm with TNS for the next couple of seasons and I'm going to put all, like he has done. He can only carry on doing what he's done because he's been absolutely fantastic for them. They're setting records. They're on the tail, I'm sure he'll want now. Alisson will be looking to level Bangor City's 2010-2011 records of 16 matches undefeated at the start of the season. If he can pull that as another record, which he'll achieve. And they can only keep doing what they're doing. I was surprised to see that, you know, good luck to Dean Keats at Wrexham. He's another ex-player who played in our league. He played in our league last season for real, and he's got the job. So good luck, Dean. Good luck with Rex, and I hope you turn it around there. But Harrison, I just don't know what else he has to do to get recognition.
Tell you what, if you're his agent, should be sacked. Wrexham, do better than that. Congratulations to Henry Jones from Bangor as player of the month as well. Ever present in the performances seen in the past month. 2 goals to boot 2. You were waxing lyrical before we came on about Henry.
Good player. I didn't realise how young he was. Real good player. Leggy's got a group of young players there, you know, Braden Shaw, he's got Henry, he's got the lad who scored the goal of the month on loan from Wrexham, or he's in the goal of the month, Jordan Davis. I'm not saying he'll get the goal of the month, because I think Braden...
There we go. This sounds like some X Factor type phone vote. What do you know?
No, I think I just watched the lineup, that's all. I think Braden Shaw or Lewis Buckley or Chris Mullock, by the way. I don't know whether we were going to include this on the podcast, but whoever does the goal of the month on Scoru this month, you know, you better sit down and study it for a week, because it's so tough to get the goal of the month. But Henry Jones is a decent player. And I do hear on the grapevine there's a couple of scouts watching a couple of the youngsters at Bangor City, so watch this space.
I'm not surprised. Leggy's pulled together a fantastic team. Yes, we mentioned goal of the month there now. Let's do the full run. Of course, the video is available on the Scorio website. Have a look and definitely get your opinion. It's Ryan Edwards for Airbus goal against Llandudno. Lewis Buckley, of course, for that fantastic goal we talked about for Llandudno against Airbus. And then Chris Mullock, the massive goalkeeper. Aberystwyth against Rhyl on the 3G. Braden Shaw's in there for his goal against Capgay Connor at... away at Gap Connors Quay. And then Matthew Eckersley is there for his Kevin Druid's home strike against Bangor, and Jordan Davis for the away strike against Kevin Druid's for Bangor as well. As I said, go to the Scotty website and see if you can unpick that lot. I also want to say well done to Newtown fan Scott Marsden. He's raised £1,000 for stroke awareness this month with some help from the club. They've had some signed stuff for a big auction. Well done to Scott. Well done to the club. And long may that continue. Now, if you haven't had enough of me and Jonah, I can't believe that you have. There's some good news. We're also on another podcast this week. There's a prize to give away in that one, yeah. Round two of the JD Welsh Cup this weekend. We're previewing the action with the former Welsh Premier League club, Prestatyn, and there's JD Sports vouchers to give away for your club. So that podcast is on the FAW website now or on Audioboom. One more parish notice I've been told about. Gap Connors Quay have recalled Ashley Urain from his Kevin Druid's loan deal. That's very interesting. Les, have you thought on that?
Oh, it's very interesting. That's not the greatest of news, I don't think, for Kevin Druids, because he's done well. He's gone there. He's got amongst the goals. And I said at the beginning of the season, I thought he would be a great signing for Kevin Druids. Andy Morrison's obviously done his job, kept an eye on his man on form, and he might think he needs him back in the ranks. I could have seen it coming. Ruane's a good player. He's played well every time he's played for Gap Connors Quay, and he can get goals. Disappointment for Druids. Not a surprise to see him going back, though. He's a decent player.
Now, on to the Davabet Welsh Premier League games for this weekend. Don't forget, first-time customers at Davabet can get up to a £30 refund. All the odds as they change at davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And Kevin Druids, yet again, Friday night. Have they got some retainer on Friday Night Football trademark? It's Llandudno this time, and it's 13-10 for the home win, 12-5 for the draw, and 9-5 for the away win. I don't know, this has got 0-0 all over it for me, I'm afraid.
Well, that's a 3-3 then. Yeah, the Druids are, Friday night, Mark, if the fans are happy with a Friday evening and the crowds' attendances go upwards, I don't see no problem with a Friday night at all. In fact, I love a Friday night. When I was at Carmarthen, when I was at Port Talbot, if we could get a Friday night game, a victory, the boys could enjoy the weekend and the fans could enjoy the weekend. So, good luck to the Druids on a Friday night. But Alan Morgan, his team will be strong when they go there, and it'll be a tough one to pick this a Friday night. Mark, there's a one-off. I definitely agree with you.
What do you make of Llandudno at the moment? We don't talk much about them, do we? Is that because they're just there or thereabouts, aren't they, really?
They're there or thereabouts, but top six spot would be fantastic for Morgs. The season after getting into Europe, he's just below at the moment. Seventh place on 15 points. He'll target this. He will target this for 3 points Friday night. This now is the type of game he will want the 3 points from, to put a tiny bit of distance then. If he wins Friday night, he puts two games between himself and Kevin Druids. And that's the type of thing Alan Morgan will want this weekend. Hughie Griffiths reversing the scenario. If he gets a win, he could be level with Llandudno, right in amongst the mix of still getting in the top six. So what a vital game.
We've got quite a few games on Saturday. They start at 2:30. A game we haven't spoken much about Aberystwyth. They got that. We talked about Airbus, obviously, in that game. We haven't spoken about Aberystwyth. They got a good result in that, didn't they?
Yeah, the lad Borelli worked his socks off up top. Looked really impressive. He played as a number nine. I did Scorio, and Rhys Griffiths was alongside me, and he was impressed by him. He was in and amongst the action all the time. He made the back three of Airbus. He made him unsteady because he kept getting in the gaps between them, and he was worth his two goals. The second goal he got was a disaster from Ryan Neal's point of view, the goalkeeper. But it was a great effort from Borelli because he just chased down a lone ball and he got it and put it in the back of the net. At 1-1, I thought the smart money was on Airbus gaining an away win, but Abba dug in, and that 3G is looking good for them at the moment. They've had a 4-0, a 0-0 and a 3-1, so I'm sure Bish is watering the plastic every day.
Well, it's a good place for him to be, isn't it? Absolutely. And the odds for that, by the way, Aberystwyth is 6-4 to beat Gap Connors Quay. Gap Connors Quay win is 8-5, and there's 12-5 for the draw. Just one thing about that, bearing in mind what happened to Gap last weekend, they will be super guns blazing, won't they? Because they'll absolutely want to make up for that. So that makes it twice as hard for Aberystwyth, really, doesn't it?
I think it will be a tough game for Aberystwyth. I think Gap Connors Quay will, after being defeated, want to get back on track straight away. And if I had to put my head on a block, I think Gaff Connors Key could just edge it. But Abba and Bish done well, 7 points from nine. We on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, we said they had six home games, 18 points available. At the time, we said seven or nine might be a good, you know, it's a good collection from the six games. He might be targeting 12 or 15 now.
Now, last season or two seasons ago, we would have been scratching our head about this one because at 2:30 is the bottom of the table clash. Airbus against Newtown. At the odds before we start, Airbus slightly favourite, home evens. Then it's 12-5 for the draw and 12-5 for a Newtown win. And genuinely, we are scratching our heads for this one. And I mean, you know, maybe for me, I can see where Airbus are going to be the winners here because for all of that time, Newtown are hitting that ball towards that goal. It's not going anywhere near the goal.
It's got to change. And it's got to change this Saturday. We talked about Newtown earlier on. We talked about accepting the pressure of chances, but keep taking the chances and they will start coming in the back of the net. We spoke about this 10 minutes ago before having the league table in front of us. Seeing the league table in front of us now with Airbus in 11th place on 12 points, Newtown bottom of the table with 8 points. This is a must win for Newtown. I'm sure if you were being, you know, ultra critical, you say, oh, a point might be enough. For me, Saturday, Hughes' men have to go and get 3 points at the Hollingsworth Group Stadium. They have to come good and get the 3 points and close the gap. After this, that'll be the 14th game, which only leaves another 6-point gap or 7-point gap. It could be a, you know, a big gap. They need to start going get wins now, the Robins. And I think they could have a chance of starting Saturday with a win.
Well, it's got to be there, Abbas, you're right, because you've got to worry about what's ahead of them. If all the other teams start to win and pick up points, it's actually not about what you do, it's what about they do, isn't it? So, we've next game at 2:30 is Bala against Cardiff Met. Now, both of these sides had a fantastic last weekend, didn't they? Bala at home, 8-11 for the win. Cardiff Met, 10-3, 13-5 for the draw. Again, you could argue this is a high-scoring draw. Bala, if they carry on scoring the way they did last weekend, Cardiff Met definitely and are certainly perking up. Are they going to cancel each other out?
Far from it, Mark. Far from it. I think they both will be going for the win. The Met have earned the respect from other teams now. I think they started the season, the Met, in a sort of fashion where they thought they'd have to make, you know, not being critical of them, that they had to make 25 passes before they put the ball in the back of the net. They were razor sharp on Sunday when they scored their 4 goals against Real. I was at the game when they were really sharp going from back to front. I think they've altered their game a bit. They're not making 6 or 7 passes in their own half. They're not afraid to get it forward, and they got pace and they got power, and they've grown to the league quickly. That is long odds, 100-30 at Bala if you're a Cardiff Met fan. Bala, as you said, have found form, so will start as favourites and will expect to win. But Cardiff Met could be the team who's starting to upset the odds on a lot of these, you know, these bookmakers' odds.
2:30 again, Rhyl against Carmarthen. Rhyl evens to win, Carmarthen 12-5 to win, 12-5 for the draw. Yeah, I don't know about putting Rhyl slight favourite.
Yeah, could be the away bet. There could be a lot of away bets this weekend. Cardiff Met, you said 100-30. Carmarthen at 12-5, going for Rhyl, who are on, you know, not on the greatest of runs at the moment. Again, another massive game. Carmarthen, Hazelwood, when he goes away from home, he's a good tactician, and he sums other teams up. And 9 times out of 10, he'll look to get a point and win his home games. He'll look to get 3 here at Rhyl. With a run Rhyl are on, he'll look to get 3, and I think his team will fancy it. Young Niall is just finding it going a little bit tough at the moment, so he needs to dig in and he needs his team to get something from the game to stop the rot. I think a point might suit Rhyl, even though it's at home, because it'll stop a bit of a slide. But I think Hazelwood and his team, who have been in amongst the goals, they suffered a 3-2 reverse last week, but they're still scoring goals. So I think they'll target 3 points here, and that could be a decent bet, Carmarthen Town away.
We have to remember with Rhyl that they got tanked 10-0 by TNS, and then the revival happened, didn't it? It was a real wake-up call. So 4 last week, defeated by 4, that could actually be a wake-up call for Rhyl, and Rhyl could go back up again.
I think it's wake-up call time now anyway, Mark. They like we said, they had that great run with 9 points out of nine, which shot them at the league, and they've slipped a bit since. They're still half decent. They played. They contributed to the game. Cardiff Met scored the four goals and were well-deserved winners. But the second half especially, they contributed to the game real. You know, they had a couple of attempts on target and they were always sort of in the game. I just think they need a victory to get them going again.
And we'll save the best to last, because what a game you have to watch on Saturday at the University Stadium. Bangor City against the New Saints. Now, we'll take Bangor on first. Bangor have been awesome. 2 week delay, Andy Legg said. I don't think they started with a 2 week delay. If they started with a 2 week delay, then Gap are blown out and New Saints might have to have something to worry about. You know, they've been absolutely brilliant. And of course, the New Saints have been brilliant, exceptionally brilliant, because they've gone on that extra gear as well. Are we seeing the two best performing, or the two sides that have grown the most since the start of the season here?
I think the New Saints have grown into footballing giants in the Welsh Premier League over the last five or six seasons anyway, and they're a class act. They have taken the gap a bit further on again. They look to be getting better again. I'm sure the Iron Brew Cup, if they went all the way in the Iron Brew Cup, would just show how far they have come on, and they really are a sharp outfit. Bangor City have done really well since Andy Legg have joined, you know, and another ex-player of mine in midfield.
All down to you, of course.
Just on the coaching staff. No, Leggy, I'm just saying his coaching staff.
He taught him everything he knows.
One of my ex-players, Neil Thomas, is helping with the coaching at Bangor, and I know he's really keen and happy to be at Bangor, and I hope he's contributed with Leggy to their improvement. But I think we could have a bit of a Norton's Coin type of gamble coming on here Saturday, right? Norton's Coin won the Cheltenham Gold Cup at 100-1, and all the money in West Wales, they wiped out a few bookmakers. Now Bangor City at almost 8-1 on Saturday. Surely the Bangor faithful are going to have a little bit of their Christmas loot on this. 8-1 at home, Bangor City could be a big interesting bet, this one.
I couldn't agree more. Bangor City are 17-2 for the win. The New Saints are 1-4 on for their win, 9-2 for the draw. I mean, we talked last week, if anybody could topple TNS, it was Gap Connors Key. This week, because of Bangor's strength, I'm not saying New Saints are going to be complacent. I'm not saying New Saints are going to take a step back. But don't underestimate Bangor at home, especially with that crowd growing there now. I mean, I'd even go for the 9-2 of the draw. I think even that would be a great result. But with that crowd as well, you actually wonder if that takes them over the line a bit more.
Well, if I'm setting that up, Mark, and I'm obviously not allowed to bet, as none of us are who are involved with the Welsh Premier League, but if I'm setting that up, I'm going Bangor 4-1, the draw 5-2, and TNS 1-2. Them odds of 17-2 for Bangor to win at home, 9-2 the draw, they're large odds.
They are. Well, don't forget, if you fancy a bit of that, davabet.com, please gamble responsibly. Jonah, it's time for us to say goodbye next week. Hopefully we'll have an exciting podcast to talk about as well. Goodbye, Jenna.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.